This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Joining us now with more reaction, the host of War Stories, Colonel Oliver North, is with us. Colonel, when you see that Russia pulled out their ships, they're obviously anticipating a strike. Moscow's threats of shooting American missiles out of the sky. Do you believe that's a possibility, and will we be prepared for that?
Sean, 32 years ago tonight, we were doing the final target list for the strike on Libya. And so what I did is I went through the targets that are publicly known. They're not just ours. That everybody knows what we would have to do in the sequence in which we'd have to do it. It's on that map that I sent you. The first hit's got to be at the Syrian SA-300 and SA-400 air defense sites. The air base south of Latakia at Seaport and Syria's Altheus air base near Palmyra, because you have to take out those air defenses to make multiple strikes possible. Second, you hit the Basal al-Assad civil military airport and the Aleppo airport, because those are their primary air links with the outside world. You take out the fuel farms, the towers, the revetments, the helo and fixed wing aircraft assets that Assad has been using to deliver those chemical weapons, and that'll stop it. Third, you take out, and if you have to, you mine the Latakia and Banias Mediterranean seaports, take out the piers, material handling equipment, and the road links, because you're punishing him for using these weapons. He can't get replacements in if that's gone. The Russian ships, as you point out, did sortie from their base at Tartus, but the pipelines and tanker trucks lined up outside that base are fair game.
Do you have any doubt, Colonel?
Military command and control nodes in Damascus and Assad's presidential palace. In other words, just like we did with Gaddafi, target Assad. And the Syrians and Russians, by the way, are billeted separately at those military bases around Damascus, so we know which is which. Russians stay home, Syrians go away. Six, for good measure, crater the runway to al-Sharat military airfield, which was hit last April, just to make sure he can't use it again. We didn't crater it. All we did was take out the stuff on the top.
Is Moscow lying, Colonel, trying to blame the rebels? We're going to talk to Mr. Hoffman in just a second here. And he says they don't have the means, meaning the rebels, to deliver those weapons.
Here's how you know that the Russians are lying. Their lips are moving. But the bottom line of it is they lied about using chemical weapons against one of their former spies inside Great Britain. They're liars. Hasn't changed.
All right. Safe home, Colonel. And by the way, one of those planes behind Colonel North actually once me, Colonel North, and the great one, Mark Levin, were in that plane in the worst plane ride we've ever had. Ever.
It's still around, buddy.
All right. Safe home.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis went further than before as to whether a chemical weapons attack had occurred over the weekend in Syria.
I believe there was a chemical attack, and we're looking for the actual evidence. The OPCW, this is the Organization for the Chemical Weapons Convention. We're trying to get those inspectors in probably within the week.
The ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee told Mattis he has reservations if a U.S. military strike simply involves Tomahawk missiles like the 59 fired a year ago when Syrian President Bashar Assad last used chemical weapons.
Until we have a more long-term strategy, until we have some idea of where we're going in Syria and the Middle East, it seems unwise to me to start launching missiles.
The USS Donald Cook is off the coast of Syria with about 75 Tomahawk missiles on board and more than a dozen surface-to-air missiles. The French have deployed a frigate to the eastern Mediterranean, armed with 16 cruise missiles and another 16 surface-to-air missiles to protect against any hostile warplanes or incoming missiles. The British Prime Minister has ordered British submarines to move into position as well to help. The USS Harry S. Truman departed Norfolk, Virginia yesterday, accompanied by seven U.S. warships, and should be in the eastern Mediterranean within a week.
6,500 of the finest Americans you could ever sail with or serve with. We're trained, we're ready, any mission, anytime, anywhere, we're ready to go.
There is a risk that Allied cruise missiles could hit Russian or Iranian forces across Syria.
We are not going to engage in the civil war itself. We're trying to stop the murder of innocent people. But on a strategic level, it's how do we keep this from escalating out of control.
last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there with us right now. The one and only national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. We're talking Lauren Kitchen Stewart right now on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, lady?
I do your show just because I love your intro so much, because my love language is words of affirmation. So whenever I leave your show, I always feel loved and my cup is overflowing.
Well, wow, that's very kind of you to say that. And but I don't know, maybe it's just, it's so natural whenever I'm around you, I guess, you know. So it just
that's
flows.
That's why I love
because,
you so much. Other people might be saying other things, but as long as Bill's saying sweet things, all is well in my world, in my little world.
Well, there it is. Family, everybody's behaving themselves?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. No, Knox got in so much trouble yesterday. The teachers called and...
Knox, our precious little Knox, how could Knox be in trouble?
He was just, I don't know what happened. Robin goes, did he eat like a moon pie or get a bunch of sugar? I'm like, I don't know. But I said, you want me to come get him? And the teacher goes, I had to carry him in from the playground. He has this thing that he's had since we got him from China in the orphanage. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's playing with another kid's toy and then they decide they want it back, he ain't going to have it. So we had a big old timeout session where he had to sit in a chair for about an hour. And then when I got home from church last night, Robin didn't take him to church because he's like, I can't deal with him at church getting in trouble, you know, in the nursery or wherever they keep the kids. So when I got home, I go, where's Knox? He goes, I put him to bed at like 7. I said, he was still being bad. He goes, yep. So we don't know what happened yesterday. Wow. But yeah, I mean, something was going on with him. And we could use y'all's prayers because we're really trying to figure out his schooling situation. And for any of you with children that are deaf, we didn't realize that he wasn't going to be able to speak. We were kind of led to believe he just needed cochlear and needed to learn English, and that hasn't been the case. Now, he is a delight. He's smart. He's awesome. But we're in a place where our town is saying we can't help it. We don't have an interpreter. We don't have anyone that knows ASL. We don't have, you know, the speech therapy he needs. And then the school nearest us, 45 minutes away, is saying, well, if y'all don't live here, you can't come here. And then the child psychologist is saying you can't send them to Jackson, Mississippi, which is our capital. They have a great school for the deaf because they live there. They're like, he's 7. You've only had him a year and a half. So we're kind of like, so we're just praying God will open the door for something amazing for him because he needs these special things for him to learn to communicate.
Yeah, without a doubt. Could you imagine being in that kind of world, Lauren, where you're not quite understood, you need to communicate because everything about your body says that you need to connect with people, right?
Right. And he is vocal. But he's speaking some funky Mandarin-type sounding language. So when we got him, we thought, oh, he's speaking Mandarin. So we were around some people one time at a conference. They're Mandarin. That's their, you know, their foundational language. And they're like, he's not speaking anything, y'all. We're like, what? So we thought all that time, they're like, no, he's speaking something else. So I think he must have heard enough to get the inflection, you know, because he's like, wang, 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 wang. But he's not saying anything. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, he really does need to figure out his way of communication. And for him, I think it's going to be total communication, which means sign language along with speech therapy. So it's been a whole new world for us. I mean, just in the past, it'll be 2 years in July. It's been like, wow!
Wow, wow. Well, we definitely feel for you, and it's definitely, you know, on the prayer list to be praying for Knox. And, you know, you think of, you know, as God tells us, there's nothing new under the sun. How many other families are enduring the same challenges, Lauren? You know, sometimes I think the same thing when things like this come up is that, you know, how many other children are dealing with what Knox is dealing with?
Well, and I'm thinking maybe we have a family member out there listening that's like, I know just who you need to call. So if you
exactly.
do, Lauren, let me see, kitchens@gmail.com or Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Facebook or Instagram or Living Life with Lauren. You can find me a lot of different places, or Bill can tell you how to find me. But, you know, it's like when you're in this world of special needs with kids, it's kind of like this family of a small circle of people, and you know who to call and what to do. We're not abreast yet of all that.
Yeah, it's a whole other network, that's for sure. And with special needs families, you're exactly right, Lauren, is that they know how to band together. They know all the nuances. But here you are. You're about a year and a half into this process, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah. We've got an apartment near Memphis. So we could take him to school. He had a great IEP, which is like a program that they formulate for the child. We have been driving him over an hour each way per day, 5 days a week. We were willing to do that. And they came to us and they said, if y'all aren't living here all the time, he can't come here. And I'm like, we have an apartment. We're willing to drive. What? And I probably could have pushed it, but I was at the time.
Yeah.
I just let it go, but I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah. No, without a doubt, I was just going to say, and I want to encourage you and Robin to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of Knox, because you're the one that's got to just keep on pushing this. And Lauren, let me transition here, if I might, to Roseanne. You also mentioned you've been liking Roseanne. I caught the second episode. I didn't see the most recent one this week because we're in Alohaville right now, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Melikalikamaka, that's where we're
that's
at in Maui.
With Hawaiian.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas every day. That's the way I feel.
Christmas every day. That's right.
So we had fun last night. Speaking of young ones, we had the grandson, and our daughter left him with us for an extended period of time because we get along, we have a great time, whole deal. But what happens is when you have a 2-year-old, well, he's one and a half, almost two, he hits the wall, right? When he hits the wall, that means he needs mom, and even dad can't deal with them because mom's got that kind of thing that she has that only she has an 18-month-old needs to have. And so there we were. And so it was kind of comical. Oh, my goodness. Well, besides praying and walking him to calm him down, because he was at a point there was nothing to help him. I mean, our daughter's got to work out something with a bottle or something, because it was impossible. We hit the wall. And it was funny because finally we got a hold of them because they were at some personal event. There's dear friends of theirs are getting married, so they were having a little get together. And we're like going, hey, this is running a little bit late here, we're thinking. And so I start texting, hey, he's at the end here. What does the ETA look like? No answer. Finally get a hold of the son-in-law, and he says, well, yeah, I'll come over and get him right now. And, you know, he was so much at the end of his rope, and we had all his stuff packed up and down at the lobby of the hotel. As soon as dad showed up, it was like,
you're like, goodbye.
You know, here it is, you know. Hey, it was okay. And of course, David understood, his father understood. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, when this happens to me, it's like I tell Marissa, you know, she cannot be away this long. This is tough.
I mean, she doesn't want to pump.
No. She pumps. But it's the, and we're due to watch him again for another extended period of time for the wedding. A friend of theirs is getting married. And so, we have a day planned with him, but it's like, you know, we're not going to be left. But I had to laugh, and I almost felt like one of those Roseanne moments where, you know, you figure, okay, I've done my duty. I've been with the grandkid, you know, for 8 hours here. It's great. You know, we had a great time. But, you know, he's beyond our capacity now. We have we don't have anything to offer him, you know, to calm him down other than, you know, for me to keep walking all over the facility, which I did. I walked him around Maui several times. Anyway, look, we've got more to talk about. Roseanne, we'll talk Facebook, too, with Lauren Kitchen Stewart right after this. Stay with us, America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Coming back at you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. Yes, motivational speaker, college professor. And speaking of college professor and, you know, Facebook and everything that's been going on, I know you've been keeping an eye on what's going on with Mark Zuckerberg. I think people are really waking up, not only to the fact that our privacy is, you know, forget it. Anything with social media, privacy is gone. What Facebook has, how they've been able to empower themselves, and that platform is just unbelievable. And I believe more and more America is realizing, you know, how big a problem we've got here.
Well, I thought it was really comical. I don't remember specifically the congressman, where he was from. I know one of them was from Tennessee. And I just saw different clips where they were talking about Diamond and Silk, the conservative yes. African-American women, you know, who, I mean, they love Trump. They're like, he's our president. They stand for it. And he was saying something about being afraid of terrorism. And the one congressman goes, Diamond and Silk are terrorists? I don't think so. Well, they
right.
showed another congressman really nailing him to the wall, and he's saying, well, you know, we contacted them, we were wrong, I'm paraphrasing, but we let them know, we apologize, and they've got them on the other screen, and they're like, did y'all hear from them? They're like, we haven't heard anything from them. And he's telling
exactly.
Joint Congress this. He's telling them, yes, we contacted them, we told them we were sorry, we apologized, we made it right. And they're like, we've never heard from him. So, you know, you're going, okay, Mark, this is 2018. You don't realize we can, like, have them right here, right now. You know, hearing what you're saying, shouldn't you say
right.
something like, we are planning on it, we are going to, but he said we did, and they have not been yeah. contacted. So, yeah, I mean, it's good they're being called out on it because, you know, hopefully other organizations and social media outlets will go, oh, we can't do this. Just because we're liberal, we can't, you know, monitor everything coming out of the conservatives and let the liberals run wild.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you think of... Yeah, well, you think about it, Lauren. I mean, here you got thousands of employees. I mean, how many times in the first day you kept saying, well, my team's looking into it. Well, I've turned that over to my team. You know, he kept deferring things over. He didn't have answers that you thought maybe he could have answers. And then, you know, the other part of it was a bit comical is that you have these senators that really do not understand the technology. And, you know, he's talking pipes and platforms and you're seeing their eyes glaze over. And, you know, but yet here they are on the world stage, you know, trying to show off in front of their constituents like they know what they're talking about, when there's probably 10-year-olds at home going, these guys don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, my eyes were glazing over, too, so I understood that. You're like, what?
No.
But they still were firm. You know, when they got down to the everyday vernacular, they're like, okay, you're saying this, that is ludicrous, bottom line.
Mm.
Who cares
right.
about all the hoop around? What you are doing is not right. It's not okay. This has to stop.
Well, they've entered into the political fray of it all. I mean, clearly, that's the thing that's coming through loud and clear, is that if Cambridge Analytica, you know, it's a controversy only because it helped Donald Trump. If it helped Hillary only, you know, it would be a non-issue. It's like this whole FBI investigation. Because Donald Trump got elected, you know, we've got this special prosecutor. Everybody's getting interrogated. You know, Lauren, they may be calling you next. You know, you may be called in next because of maybe some, you know, third degree of departure from Trump. You had some sort of connection with him or something. You're going to be interrogated.
And be willing to make a stand. That's the thing, is that we've all learned that we need to study to show ourselves approved so we know what we're talking
yeah.
about, and then be willing to take it to the wire. If you mean it, stand
yeah.
up for it. You know, whether it's standing up for your belief in Jesus, your belief to support the president, your belief as being a conservative, whatever, you know, stand up. Don't back down because you don't want to deal with confrontation of it all. You might change somebody's mind because you know what you're talking about and you are convicted mm-hmm. and you're not shying away. It's not a time to be fearful. But, I mean, you want to
right.
be careful. You want to use wisdom. But fear is what false evidence appearing real. And that's not something
mm-hmm.
we want to get into. When we know what we believe is good and right and true, don't back down. I mean, you can agree to disagree with people, but stand firm in your convictions. I'm just encouraging people to do that every single day. I don't know that I'm saying getting the federal patrol. I'm not saying anybody's trash, but just saying that, you know, if when the muckety muck is going on, you know, should I get in there and try to sling hash with everybody? I don't know. You have to take each moment and I guess say, Father, should I shut my mouth or should I open it? But we still need to be warriors, and more than ever before.
Exactly. Well, gentle as doves, wise as serpents, I guess. There's all kinds of advice and counsel in the Word of God, and, that should be more employed as opposed to, addressing a fool in the manner of a fool.
I know.
Because now you got two fools, and that's the thing that's really tough, and what I always have to check myself on, Lauren, is where's my heart? Where's my perspective on this? What am I trying to, what am I trying to communicate here? Am I being kind and noble and virtuous? Those things that have been vacated from our vernacular and from our behavior in our society. I mean, this is all impacting the dialogue. It's frustrating people. And the dangerous part of this stuff is that good people are going to get frustrated and they're going to check out. We've got the midterm elections coming right now, and we had the announcement yesterday of Paul Ryan, not running for re-election. And understandably, I mean, your heart kind of really sympathized with his reason.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not only the pressure of it, but it's just the idea that he's sitting there going, Lauren, he's sitting there going, gosh, my kids have only known me as a weekend dad. And I just don't want that to continue. I mean, here they are. They're teenagers now. Every one of them are teenagers. And I need to be a weekday dad. I need to be around instead of just on the weekends. And, I mean, here it is, the Republican Party. Some people would say, boy, it doesn't need to be losing leadership. But I think the Republican Party can handle it. They've got a deep bench. I mean, as emblematic of the 2016 election, 17 people ran for president, only 6 for the Democrats. I mean, it speaks heartily of the depth that's there. Now, the opportunity, as you say, is are they going to hold to conservative values? Are they going to hold to true Republican values?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they becoming, are they shifting a little bit further to the left because the left, the Democrats, have shifted so far left, so they're kind of, no vacuum can exist, but you need to be careful. And this is going back to your original point, and that is you got to know what you believe in, what values you really stand for. And I think that in some cases, and that's why some of these Republicans are leaving, is that Donald Trump is challenging them in his own way, in his own style of management to say, he's calling the question on them. And some of them are uncomfortable in realizing, hey, you know what, I guess maybe I'm not as conservative as I thought I was. Maybe I've kind of lost my way and they need to rethink. And it's okay. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe politicians should be servant leaders. I believe they should be, citizen politicians, not career politicians.
Well, exactly. And when you tell the people that are voting you in that state, this is what I stand for. You can't all of a sudden get up there and get caught up in, well, I want to be in this committee, so I have to get along with that person, so I better back down on this, because it becomes about themselves and their progression in the committees and their stance with all the other congressmen or senators versus the word that they gave all the people that elected them. And in the past years, it's been like, it's okay, we'll keep putting them in there. Now, because President Trump is challenging all of us, you're saying, hey, you didn't keep your word, I'm not voting for you again. We put you there because you said you were doing these things, and then you made it about yourself, you became a career politician, we're not going to stand for it anymore. And that needed to happen. That house cleaning, that whole process needed to take place.
Well, and it still needs to. It's far from being over, because what you're talking about is a systemic issue, and that is, this is what, would-be politicians, good-thinking, ideological politicians think as they come in, but they learn very quickly the rules of the game. And if you're not going to be playing the rules of the game, guess what? You're not invited to the parties, you're not coming to the reindeer games, and you're on the outside looking in. You don't have committeeships, leadership positions, you're not into key committees. That's just the way it operates. Sadly, and this is all part of the cleaning out of the swamp. And I say not only it's hardware, but it's the software of the swamp itself. It's a cultural issue, which is the same thing I think that Facebook is facing as well, is that there's some cultural issues to address. But we're out of time. Always a joy to be talking to you. All the best to the family. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to stare, cause even if you fail to fly, he'll get you by surprise.
Bill Martinez live.
In just about the time you think you got it all figured out, then comes the truth of God, and it can catch you by surprise. I find that often to be the case. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. And we've got Father Michael Schmitz joining us. His new book, Made for Love, Same-Sex Attraction and the Catholic Church. Father Schmitz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing fantastically. Thank you so much.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about a topic that we've addressed many times here on this show, and that has to do with same-sex attraction. And the church has been, in my estimation and observation, ill-prepared to deal with this topic in a way that glorifies God. And that is not to be one to be judgmental. It's just an observation, because we have people who look to the church for answers and are coming to the church for peace and comfort and understanding. And if we don't know how to address this topic, we're going to end up doing more harm than good.
Yeah. I think that you might say that the average person in the pew, even the average priest, I'm not sure, maybe the average Catholic is ill-prepared maybe to explain the teachings of the church, according to the way the church, teaches them, I think. But at the same time, the church has, articulated it, its teaching in a very, very clear way. Like when it comes to the magisterium, has articulated both the clarity as far as here's a theology, here's a philosophy, but also here's the pastoral response. And so, you know, like you said, I think that maybe by and large, Catholics in general, from the top to the bottom, might be ill-equipped to explain. But I think that the church has been phenomenal when it comes to striking the right balance in its interior documents, right? So, when we speak to each other, there's a certain clarity there, and that should give us some of good cheer, you know, that should give us some encouragement, because it's not like we're wandering in the woods lost.
Not necessarily, but sometimes what happens is the information, as you say, coming from top, coming down to the bottom, you know, and getting into the pews is somewhat limited because we don't hear about this during Sunday Mass.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If we have a direct connection with it, like for you, you have a unique perspective because not only are you a priest in the Catholic Church, but you have someone that you dearly love and who identifies as being gay, and that happens to be your brother. So this gives you some unique insight and perspective, and I'm sure one that you've gone to Father God and say, okay, give me wisdom. What are we dealing with? How do we glorify you in this situation?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And a big thing that, and I'm glad you brought that up, is there are so many issues that I find that people will kind of point to, issues that we all have as human beings. I mean, obviously, we're super complex and we're not just intellects. We also have a heart. We also have emotions, you know, the will and whatnot that can be well-formed or can be deformed. And because of that, you know, sometimes a really clear teaching isn't clear to us. And sometimes, like with something that if we weren't connected to it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's absolutely obvious. Anyone who's paying attention. But because, you know, because we have our hearts involved, because we have relationships involved, because we care, and that's not a bad thing. No. But because we care, sometimes that can become something that we really struggle with. I mean, for example, think of how many people who had taken a public stand, say, like, you know, for traditional marriage, how many people flip-flopped when they found out, like, oh, well, my son or my daughter experiences same-sex attraction. Therefore, I could no longer hold this position. Like, well, wait a second. You apparently were holding a position with the idea that as long as it doesn't affect me, here is, you know, it seems right. But now that it, you know, might cost me personally something, or now that it might, like, make me feel sad, I can no longer hold that belief. And I have to say, then I think that maybe you weren't really holding a belief. You were just kind of nursing a feeling, you know. And I think many of us are in that situation. Again, not just with this. And not just some people, but I think a lot of us are affected by our situation and circumstances. Instead of saying, okay, what's the clear truth? And how am I called to live in a way that's not just guided by my feelings or my emotions, but truly by principle and by truth?
Exactly. And how deep is your faith? Because this is really what's revealed in this, isn't it? Because you come to that moment where you go, oh, okay, is this a faith issue, or is it we're just influenced by the culture? And as we know, cultural influence has been massive on this particular topic. I mean, we've had a president enunciate, contemporary cultural positions that have been challenging to people. So it's like, okay, what are you doing? How are you processing this so that it does reflect, as you say, it's outside of the realm of just emotions and feeling, but it is something that you really believe in?
Well, that's the thing, is that I would say, by and large, whenever you talk with someone about any issue, but also most often issues of morality, and specifically issues of sexual morality, right, what we find is that people, for the most part, are not driven by a desire for truth as much as it is their feelings. And what I mean by that is that sounds like a mean, you know, angry priest generalization. I don't mean it like that. There's a sociologist named Christian Smith. He wrote a number of books, but one of his more recent books is called Lost in Transition. And he did a survey, a study across the country in America on the moral lives of American young adults. And so he interviewed a number of young adults ages, I think, 18 to 29, something in there. And his conclusion after doing this massive, massive research across the country was that American young adults have neither the categories nor the ability to make moral decisions, by and large. It was 66% had neither the ability nor the categories. And how we'd say that is, well, they don't have the categories, meaning even talking in terms of right or wrong was difficult for them and was in many ways foreign to them. And to be able to kind of like say, well, why is this wrong or why is this right? The ability to discern that 66% would point, if they could get anything, they would point to, I don't know, it's just kind of a feeling I get.
Right.
And so we recognize, oh my gosh, what we've done is we have removed a cultural script when it comes to, or even cultural tenets when it comes to being able to make wise decisions. And so we see this, as you pointed out, this cultural flip-flop on the issue of not only same-sex attraction, but on the issue of, say, gay marriage specifically. But it's not based on any new findings, not based on any truth. It's based off of emotions. So, for example, you talk to a high schooler, I mean, this is what I've done, I guess, and say, who has a position of like, men and men should get married, be able to get married to each other. Women and women should be able to get married to each other. And like say, how come? Like, why? Why should we redefine marriage? And the response, like the best response I've ever gotten was, I don't know. It's just, it makes me feel sad. They can't. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow. So again, this is not driven by a desire for truth. I mean, that probably is a desire for compassion or rising out of a place of compassion, which I understand and I'm grateful for. But we know what compassion can lead to. Compassion can just as easily lead to the gas chambers as it can lead to the utopia. Actually, it more easily leads to the gas chambers than it leads to a utopia.
Mm-hmm. But again, devoid of any kind of godly conversation or reference to what God has said about the topic, then we're left up to our own devices, and we're in the book of Judges. We start seeing things according to our own eyes.
Yeah,
and
right in our own eye.
Exactly. And then here we are. We're compassionate, to a fault. And God, in his immense love, which was just demonstrated on Easter, which, you know, for many of us, if not a higher percentage, than we could even estimate, it's hard for us to get our brain around sacrificing our own son for a bunch of bratty, insubordinate people, right?
Yeah.
And disobeying people. It is beyond our human comprehension. This is Bill Martinez. We're talking with Father Schmitz. More with Father after this.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the heavens.
Hey, back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Father Michael Schmidt is with us. His book, Made for Love, Same-Sex Attraction and the Catholic Church. Father Schmidt was ordained in Duluth, Minnesota in 2003. Currently is the director of the Newman Center at the University of Minnesota, Duluth, and director of youth and young adult ministry for the diocese. Father Schmitz, I got to tell you, I am blessed that you have written this book, and I know that there are many in the congregation of faith that appreciate what you're sharing with us, because it reminds us of what the Catholic Church's position is on this, and it also evokes a discussion that is needed. Because, as we said, the church has a definitive position on same-sex attraction, but it's how is it presented? How is it demonstrated out of the pews at the ground floor level? Like you say, you know, everything's rolling along, it's pretty good, everything's fine, then all of a sudden you find out your son, your daughter has same-sex attraction, or it's some relative. Now, what do you do with this? And we're challenged to anchor our belief system on that which is true and right and righteous.
Yeah, and I think that in that, like what you're describing, that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. Actually, the main reason, as you noted at the beginning, for me, I mean, the motivation was not, this is an issue to tackle, or this is, you know, a thing where we just need to have truth. For me personally, I was always connected to faces. I was always connected to people, basically. What I mean is, I was in high school, college age. I remember thinking, like, there are people in my life right now who, I wonder if this is part of their experience. Like, I wonder if this is just something they're saying to extract it. I remember asking the question, what would I do? Like, how would I explain this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and then going through college, going through seminary, I was, as you mentioned, I am the director of youth ministry for our diocese, as well as the director of campus ministry on a campus here in the city of Duluth. Asking, you know, that we'd have so many students, young people, who would encounter Jesus. They would know the truth of him and know the truth that he established a church. They encountered the truth of the Eucharist, all these things. Mm-hmm. Then when they had this issue, it's like, pull the shoe, deal breaker, I can't do it. It's crazy. So we're losing so many because of this confusion. And so actually a bunch of years ago, I gave a talk on the topic to, it was a group of maybe 2,000 or so high schoolers. And that's why Ignatius Press approached me and said, hey, would you do a whole book on this? And, and because there's so much confusion because of exactly what you're talking about, which is this idea that a person can't both be experience same-sex attraction and be a faithful Catholic, because that's actually not true. There are, and this is what people need to know, there are so many men and women in this country and throughout the world who experience same-sex attraction but live joyful and chaste lives as Catholics. They're kind of like a silent minority in the church, because, I mean, part of it is because, I don't need to broadcast my sexuality.
Yeah, how do you talk about that? I mean, we talk about it in terms of, coming out of the closet. This is not a conventional conversation, that you, or a casual one that you have, but we need to realize that many are struggling, just like, studies that demonstrate, Father Schmitz, the proliferation of porn viewing,
right,
and porn involvement in the pews of our churches today. Now, we understand that we're human. Even the Apostle Paul reminds us that the very things that I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't do, I do. Here we are. This is the tragedy of man, but the challenge and opportunity we have in being vulnerable and open as much as it will allow us to be is, who else can we help and encourage in understanding that, hey, we're all human beings and we're all dealing with different issues. For your era and time right now, this is the order of the day. We're talking about homosexuality. When I was in high school and college, the big issue was birth control. And
well, I think that's the issue, is that it still goes back to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected in its other piece, because once we can separate you might even say, once you separate the procreative from the unitive elements of the sexual act, then Pope Paul VI said that you just open yourself to any sexual perversion. And he's taking his cue from Sigmund Freud, who said, once you allow that it's possible and permissible to separate the procreative act from the unitive or procreative function from the unitive function of the sexual act, then you've just paved the way for any possible sexual perversion, is Freud's words.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that, oh my gosh, this goes back to the by and large open acceptance of the ability to, again, essentially disintegrate the sexual act embraced by our culture in general, but also embraced by many, many Catholics in particular. And so one of the things we have to understand is a huge piece. And it's something I always try to communicate to people when I'm talking about this, is that the church's stance with regard to same-sex attraction is not like an us versus them kind of a situation. That ultimately what it comes down to is, this is all about us. Like, every one of us is a sexual being, and every one of us experiences brokenness in that sexuality.
Right.
So some people experience it this way, some experience it that way, but we're all called to, we're made for and called to love, and we're also called to a certain, what they call chastity, which is rightly ordered sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the problems is that we have a lot of people in the pews and a lot of people not in the pews who are practicing contraception. And therefore, what I've done there is I now have no leg to stand on when it comes to saying that this sexual act is any wronger or righter than another sexual act, because what I've allowed is, it's possible to separate. And therefore, if here's a practicing Catholic family who also contracepts, that you're basically saying, I gave away my right to be able to tell someone who wants to express their sexuality in a homosexual way. You've given away your right to be able to criticize that, because that's the very basis of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would you see it as giving away your right if you're trying to do, as we're trying to work all this out, again, with our human failings? Go ahead.
Yeah, because if someone is contracepting there and they're maintaining that they're a faithful Catholic, mm-hmm. what they're saying is, I'm going to do this action because it's fine for me, or this is because this is what we need to do right now. So they've made themselves the exception mm-hmm. because we recognize, right, that sexuality is of a whole. It can't be disintegrated without disintegrating the marriage or the relationship and disintegrating the individuals in this. And so in that, but if I made myself the exception over contraception, then what I can all, then when someone comes along and say, well, I experienced same-sex attraction, I will also engage in what you might say, you know, non-fruitful or sterile actions or the actions that are not open to life. Mm-hmm. Then you can't criticize that because it's essentially the same thing. When it comes down to it, is mm-hmm. in many ways essentially the same thing. It's two different ways to remove the separate the unitive acts from the procreative act in the sexual embrace. Both perspectives can come from two different realities or two mm-hmm. different positions. One is Gnosticism, which is based on, another way to say is, what I do with my body doesn't matter as long as my heart's in the right place. I want to express it that way. What I do with my body doesn't matter as long as my heart is in the right place. And secondly, is I'm the exception. And that exceptionalism is rampant. It's all of us because, right, we all experience original sin. And all of us want to make ourselves the exception when it comes to the commandment or when it comes to the rule.
Right. Well, you start being legalistic and you find yourself as a Pharisee or Sadducee, what Jesus faced during his time here on earth, and you know that's what you're talking about, that exceptionalism, right?
Well, possibly. I mean, I don't necessarily know that if someone were to simply appeal to the rule, doesn't mean that they're legalistic automatically. Mm-hmm. But to be able to say that is that where it ends. I mean, obviously the rule or the law is oriented towards helping us become more and more interiorly shaped to Christ. Mm-hmm. So the law is there because interiorly we're not shaped and conformed to Christ. And so we need the law until we do actually have that, what I call virtue or character inside of us that is free to choose the right thing at all times. And so I would say not necessarily appealing to a law or appealing to the rule would make someone automatically legalistic.
Well, I guess what I'm saying and going along with the theme of your book is that if you're appealing, you know, to the law without love, then you can be that because you miss out. I think that this is what Jesus demonstrated time and again was that, okay, hey, here it is. You're trying to, you know, thread a needle here or even get a camel through the eye of a needle. And you've given up the virtue of what the law was trying to do for you. Right.
And I guess you'd say there's two coins. One is truth without love, and one is love without truth.
Oh.
And either one of them is going to be a corruption. Truth without love is going to be, you know, a dictatorship ultimately, and love without truth is going to end up in the same place. It's also going to end up in a dictatorship because one is a hard totalitarianism, the truth above all, and one is a soft totalitarianism, feelings above all. And neither of those are a good way to have human flourishing.
Well, Father Schmitz, congratulations and thank you for the book, Made for Love. How can people be in touch and find out more information?
Absolutely. Ignatius.com. The book is sold at Ignatius Press or Ignatius.com. It's also on Amazon if people are more familiar with Amazon as well.
That's it. Father Michael Schmitz on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Father. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a great day. God bless.
You too.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.